Good morning. I'm Rashan Gidwani, and it's Monday, the 26th of September, 2022. In Singapore, the Straits Times Index tumbled 1.1% or 35.97 points to close at 3,227.10 on Friday, as Singapore's higher than expected headline inflation figures for August caught market watchers by surprise. This brought the benchmark index down a total of 1.3% for the week. South Korea's KOSPI, Japan's Nikkei 225, Hong Kong's Hang Seng, and the FTSE Bursa Malaysia KLCI shed between 0.6% and 1.8%. Embattled entertainment group MM2 Asia announced Sunday it has entered into a bond subscription agreement with brokerage UOB Kay Hian for a $54 million Singapore dollar bond deal that is exchangeable for shares of MM2 cinema business MM Connect. The exchangeable bonds bear a coupon rate of 5% per annum, payable on a semi-annual basis, with a tenure of 3 years. Should the bondholder elect to exchange at the end of the second year, the bondholder will receive shares of MM Connect constituting 60% of the share capital, at a base valuation of 90 million Singapore dollars. Real estate management services provider LHN announced on Friday that indirect wholly owned subsidiary Kaliwu West is acquiring a property at Arab Street in Singapore for 6.4 million Singapore dollars. The property, located at 48 Arab Street, has a total land area of 122.9 square meters with a remaining lease of about 29 years. The group said it intends to operate the property, which currently houses a backpacker hostel, as a co-living space under its co-living brand, Kaliwu. Grab, Southeast Asia's biggest ride-hailing and food delivery firm, does not envisage having to undertake mass layoffs as some rivals have done, and is selectively hiring while reining in its financial service ambitions. Chief Operating Officer Alex Hungate said that earlier in the year, Grab had been worried about a global recession and was very careful and judicious about any hiring, and as a result, it had not got to the desperate point of a hiring freeze or mass layoffs. Around mid-year, we did some kind of specific reorganizations, but I know other companies have been doing mass layoffs, so we don't see ourselves in that category. Hungate, 56, told Reuters in his first interview since joining Singapore-based Grab in January. In the U.S., Wall Street stocks finished decisively lower Friday, falling for the fourth straight session as markets bet on the rising risk of a recession due to interest rate hikes. All three major indices dropped more than 1.5%, adding to the week's losses after Wednesday's big Federal Reserve rate increase spurred similar moves by other central banks in response to elevated inflation. Australia's Ramsay Health Care and a consortium led by KKR and Co. will seize discussions on a non-binding buyout proposal. The KKR-led consortium first approached Ramsay in April with an $88 cash per share bid. The consortium recognized that further engagement and access to further due diligence may provide some positive visibility. Ramsay described the alternative proposal as meaningfully inferior. The hospital operator reported a 39% slump in annual profit. Zhejiang Leap Motor Technology is set to raise $800 million by pricing its shares at HK$48 each in its Hong Kong initial public offering. The pricing revealed on Sunday is at the bottom of the range it had set for the 130 million share deal. Chinese battery maker CALB is raising up to $1.7 billion in an IPO, making it the biggest new share sale in Hong Kong in 2022. It plans to use the IPO funds for research and development and to boost its production capacity and sales network. Boeing will pay $200 million to settle SEC charges that it made misleading claims about the safety risks of its 737 MAX jet after two of the planes were involved in fatal crashes. Former CEO Dennis Muilenburg will pay $1 million as part of the settlement, with both parties neither admitting nor denying wrongdoing. Boeing stock fell 5.4% on Friday. Oil prices plunged about 5% to an 8-month low on Friday as the US dollar hit its strongest level in more than two decades, and on fears rising interest rates will tip major economies into recession, cutting demand for oil. Brent futures fell $4.31 or 4.8% to settle at $86.15 a barrel, down about 6% for the week. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude fell $4.75 or 5.7% to settle at $78.74, down about 7% for the week. Gold sank to the lowest level since the early days of the pandemic, caught up in a broad sell-off after a slew of central banks followed the Federal Reserve in raising interest rates to cool inflation. Bullion flirted with slipping into a bear market, closing nearly 20% below the all-time high reached in March amid a broad retreat in everything from commodities to stocks as the dollar climbed to a record. Investors shed risky assets for cash after the UK's economic plan reignited concerns that central banks' aggressive interest rate hikes may lead to a recession. In our recommendation section, we initiate a buy recommendation on Property Guru Group Limited with a target price of $5.73. The company has a dominant market presence in Singapore, Vietnam, and Malaysia. Around 41% of revenue is from current agent subscription fees with an 82% renewal rate. Also, pricing power and increasing customer spend through premium products are drivers for the expected revenue CAGR of 37% over the next 2 years. Thank you for watching the Daily Morning Note. Don't forget to tune in weekdays at 8:30 a.m. live on YouTube and Facebook for financial news. See you again.